This is Dixie Crow reporting on Colorado State University's Ranch Horse Versatility Team. They held their Silver Jubilee Collegiate and Open event on October 10th through 12th. Many equine sports today have become more and more specialized. For example, in cutting, a horse and rider work a cow out from a herd and try to keep that cow separated from the rest of the group. In contrast, the American Stock Horse Association's mission is to keep horses as versatile as possible, showing off their best attributes in several categories. Many of these classes highlight the working stock horse and real jobs that would be performed on a ranch. John Snyder is one of the coaches of the team. What is your goal with the Ranch Horse Versatility Team here at Colorado State?
With the team here, we're trying to help people ride a better horse. And so our biggest focus is to get horses, one, more broke, where people can enjoy them better, and two, to realize the potential that these stock horses have and what all they can do.
Cassidy Perricone is the faculty advisor for the team and explains how the Jubilee was set up.
And so is the club hosting this show this weekend?
Yeah, so the club hosts the Silver Jubilee every fall, and then they have a spring show. The spring show is collegiate only. This fall show, we have the collegiate classes, and then it's also open to any members of the ASHA or Cowan.
Cowan is the regional stock horse association that covers Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska. John Snyder explains the classes that the riders will compete in, most of which involve a pattern of some sort, except for cow work, which is a 2-minute time period.
In their association, there are 4 separate classes. There's a reining class, a working cow horse class, a trail, and a pleasure class. And so that's the 4 classes that our the horse will be shown in. And then they have a cumulative total that will determine the overall winner.
John Snyder explains the divisions within the classes that the competitors will compete in.
Well, there's a number of different levels. There's college divisions for all of our collegiate competitors, and then there are open divisions, which are open to the public. And so, for instance, we have a open division, which is open to anyone, regardless of what they've won. There's non-pro division, which means that you have to own the horse you're riding. So professional trainers generally are not in that category. There's a limited non-pro, which means you own the horse you're riding, but you have only won a certain amount. There's a novice division. There's a youth division. There's a green horse division, which is determined off of the horse's age. So younger horses are exclusively shown in that division. Like I said, there's probably 8 or 10 different divisions that you can show in depending on what you're riding that day.
CSU science major Lisa Bamberg.
I think my favorite class is probably reining, but I don't know. I'm starting to like every other class more and more.
Yeah, the more you do it?
Yeah.
Have you been riding a long time?
Yeah, I've been riding for a little over 10 years now. Had him for the past 7.
The team is open to non-equine majors like Kate Baldwin from Jackson, Wyoming, who is double majoring in biomedical and animal sciences at CSU.
How long have you been doing Ranch Horse Versatility?
Since second week of October. Not very long.
Oh, okay. But you have a lot of horse experience.
Yes, I've been cutting for about 8 years.
And what attracted you to Ranch Horse Versatility?
I didn't bring my cutters up here. Cutting is a little expensive, and I wanted to be a part of a collegiate team.
Have you had any great experiences so far?
Well, any days there's cows, I'm pretty excited. But just working with Dudley, he's a great horse from the 6s. I just enjoy working with him.
John Snyder coaches Kate Baldwin before she enters the arena for the cow work class.
Get across, get that cow stopped. Get him stopped, and then if you go to pick your hand up in a cutting, pick him up and rein over there and make that cow go, and then get back across there. Okay, so you're going to have to use your cow side leg a bunch, right? Because when you get up there and bump that cow, then you're going to be driving on him, and you're going to have to cow side leg to get back around him where you don't just chase him all. Okay? You'll be just fine. drilled plenty of cow horses. It's just a matter of doing the rain cow horse deal.
CSU's Ranch Horse Versatility Team considered the Jubilee a success for turnout at the event overall, the number of entrants in the novice class, and for individual experience gained in the four classes.